Back with another edition of Who Wants Money, featuring our veteran budget expert, Tanya, who's been doing this for a while.
This is my ninth municipal budget.
Look at you go.
I know.
So other projects, people asking for money. I understand that there's some talk about doing a little redevelopment work at the good old Canmore Recreation Center.
I think we're budgeting around $5 million in MSI dollars to improve the rec center. Assessment condition of that facility has found it wanting. The Alex Kalita Arena roof is in really bad shape. It cannot have the snow loads that we would traditionally be able to have with a building code. The Thelma Crow Arena, I mean, this arena was built on the side of a building and has had issues ever since the very beginning with moisture levels in the wall and the roof and leaking. There's $900,000 in the 2016 budget to come up with a redesign and a plan for it. And most of that is going to be for improvements to the mechanical systems, the roofs, and looking out 3 years from now, a possible $10 million upgrade to that building. And that doesn't include any new uses.
Just a fixer-upper project at this point in time.
Basically, okay. To give that facility another 20 to 30 years life.
Let's talk about a good news story then. Canmore Transit. This could become a reality in less than a year.
It's in the budget. Council has not yet heard from the Regional Transit Commission about the feasibility report for local transit. That is coming to council December 1st. At that point, council will be able to say thumbs up, thumbs down to local transit. But the money's in the budget. The administration is planning for this to be a service that we will see added to our community next year. If it's approved, buses can be here and on the road by September.
That's awesome.
That is a wonderful turnaround. And the fact that we saw $6 million in green trip funding from the province come this fall is a huge boost to that project. Mm-hmm. There's some question about how that money can be used. And there's some things that I think that weren't included in the province's granting that the town's going to go back and say, you know, like, we need a transit hub, possibly intercept parking. Parking's a huge issue as well in Canmore and congestion, and that's in the budget as well.
Okay. Our brand new arts facility, I understand that's been part of budget talks recently. Arts Place?
What the town of Canmore does every year is it funds a number of organizations from Canmore Community Housing, the Biosphere Institute, the Canmore Library, and Arts Place is brand new. $200,000 in operating funding is what has been requested for 2016. It's the exact same as 2015. And according to the managing director, Jeremy Elborn, who presented to council, they don't expect to be asking for more than that in the future. What they're focused on, though, and we have to keep in mind, is that they haven't even had a full year of operations
right.
yet.
They're just getting going.
Everything is estimates right now and projections. They have a membership-based model and are hoping to do a lot of revenue generation through programs and services, the movies, the different arts events, and just being a new hub for our community, which is really exciting.
Yeah, I think the more people get behind it, the less they'll have to ask for in future years.
There's also a proposal for some extra money for Parent Link, super popular program
totally.
With the people who have babies, like you,
Rob. We visited Parent Link a time or two when Ben was a preschooler age child.
And the thing is that it's a 100% provincially funded program. However, it's the municipalities that provide the space for it. But the scope of it is just so popular that they could increase their service levels. There's no money coming from the province.
Right.
So if council approves this, it means it's no longer 100% provincially funded and we're subsidizing that program. It'd be a tough decision, I think, for our elected officials.
Tune in next time for another edition of Who Wants Money?